Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the New York Mets and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Joe Hicks. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Duke Carmel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tracy Stallard. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tracy Stallard. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ty Klein. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Torre. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Klimchuk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dennis Menke. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Fisher. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Hank Fisher. And now, play ball. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunt moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Mets. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Gonder for a passed ball. Klein moves to second. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a line drive into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klein scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Mets. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Braves 1. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel hits a pop-up towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard hits a pop-up towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Braves 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher fires over to first and Klimchuk drops the ball. That's an error on Klimchuk. Hickman moves to second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0 for 1 in the game. Snider hits a line drive into right field. Aaron picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Aaron. Hickman scores. Snider moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Mets. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gonder hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Snider tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, Mets. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Don Dillard pinch hits for Hank Fisher. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a line drive into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cline takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carmel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a line drive into right field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Braves 1. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Funk now pitching. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carmel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Carmel reaches second base with a double. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 0 for 1 in the game. Stallard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-1 in the game. Torre hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Mets. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0-for-1 in the game. Klimchuk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Klimchuk reaches second base with a double. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-1 in the game. Menke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Oliver pinch hits for Frank Funk. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Braves 3. The Mets will come to bat. Denny Lemaster now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Joe Christopher pinch hits for Duke Snyder. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Christopher now playing right field. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Klein strikes out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carmel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Matthews for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Braves 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gonder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gonder moves to third. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-2 in the game. Hicks strikes out. One out. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carmel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-2 in the game. Moran takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 0-for-2 in the game. Stallard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. May strikes out. 1 out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Torre hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Klimchuk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Torre moves to second. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-2 in the game. Menke hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hicks. Menke reaches second base with a double. Torre scores. Klimchuk moves to third. It's 5-4, Mets. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling is walked intentionally. Roy McMillan pinch hits for Denny Lemaster. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Klimchuk scores. Menke scores. Bowling moves to third. McMillan moves to second. It's 6-5, Braves. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Cline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it and throws to home to get Bowling. McMillan moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McMillan scores. Cline moves to second. It's 7-5, Braves. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-3 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran misplays the ball. That's an error on Moran. Cline scores. Matthews moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, Braves. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carmel scoops it up and throws to first, with McKenzie covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Tony Cloninger now pitching. Roy McMillan now playing shortstop. Dennis Menke now playing first base. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hickman moves to second. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hickman moves to third. Hunt moves to second. Bob Shaw now pitching. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hickman scores. Hunt moves to third. Christopher moves to second. It's 8-6, Braves. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gonder hits a fly ball into center field. Cline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hunt tags and scores. One out. It's 8-7, Braves. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-3 in the game. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Mets 7. The Braves will come to bat. Grover Powell now pitching. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Torre strikes out. The ball gets by Gonder. He chases the ball to the backstop. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is called out on strikes. 1 out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Menke hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Mets 7. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carmel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carmel hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moran strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Harkness pinch hits for Grover Powell. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Hickman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Mets 7. The Braves will come to bat. Jay Hook now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McMillan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Klein is hit by the pitch. McMillan moves to second. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McMillan moves to third. Klein moves to second. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McMillan scores. Klein scores. It's 10-7, Braves. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-4 in the game. Aaron hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher. Aaron reaches second base with a double. Matthews moves to third. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it and throws to home for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Mets 7. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 2 RBIs. Gonder hits a pop-up towards first. Menke reaches out to catch the ball, and throws to second to catch Christopher attempting to get to second, for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 10, and New York Mets, 7. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.